This is TWiT.
YouTube, which is owned by Google, of course, has made a $1 billion deal to buy Twitch, a company that streams video games. The story was broke by Variety's Todd Spangler, and he's here today to tell us all about it. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Great. Great scoop. And can you tell us what Twitch is exactly and what Google and YouTube might do with it?
Yeah, sure. Twitch is a video game, and they call it a social TV service that lets users watch live gameplay videos, other people playing video games that are streamed or can be streamed from Xbox and PlayStation consoles. And it's exceptionally popular. It's grown quite rapidly just in the last 6 months. And it's now one of the top 15 applications that consume bandwidth in North America during peak periods. So it's grown very quickly. And the idea is that by becoming part of YouTube, the Twitch service can scale up even faster and reach even more users and provide even more of this service to meet this tremendous demand of people watching other people playing video games on the internet.
Well, Google I.O., which is Google's developer conference last year, Google said that Google Plus would be the social network for gaming, all the gaming-related stuff that Google would be doing. And now this is actually acquired by YouTube, which is, a subsidiary or division of Google. And so it looks like maybe it'll be YouTube rather than Google Plus where the social networking takes place. Now, to what extent do you think that this that Twitch is a model not just for gaming and gaming sort of enthusiasm, but for social television in general? Is this something that Google might use on its TV offerings, it's across the board on YouTube and elsewhere as a model for social television?
Well, it's a different kind of it's not social TV in the sense of people interacting about shows that are on traditional television. It's live interaction among people who are sharing video on the internet. So it's a bit different, and I don't think that Google Plus and Twitch would be mutually exclusive. There's a tremendous amount of social interaction that happens on YouTube already, and some of that is integrated with Google Plus. They were going to mandate that you have Google Plus in order to use YouTube, and they backed off of that. But there's no reason that the two couldn't work in harmony and just expand the reach of Twitch.
Now, there's some controversy about the degree to which this deal has been completed. Some reporting that it's a done deal, others reporting that it's just negotiations at this point and the deal hasn't been completed. Do you have any information about whether how far along this deal is?
Yeah, my sources, as we reported, we understand that it is a done deal and they're just getting the paperwork signed. So that's what we're hearing, and other outlets have confirmed that as well.
Of course,
hey,
YouTube. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, Todd, nice to be speaking with you. Quick question for you. With this deal seemingly imminent and other billion-dollar deals always being bantered about, what does this say about the willingness of Google, Facebook, and other big companies out there, the net companies, to continue opening their wallets for these billion-dollar deals for companies that Main Street USA very often hasn't heard about? Do you think these deals will continue, or is this sort of the end of this wave?
I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know. But, look, I would put this in a different category from something like Facebook buying WhatsApp. That was a pretty different deal from what we're talking about here with Twitch. Twitch is a large and growing user base already. So in a lot of respects, it's more established than something like WhatsApp, which was, much higher price tag, by the way. They're 45 million unique viewers per month, and they just spend a staggering amount of time on Twitch. The company says up to 13 billion minutes per month, 106 minutes per person per day. So Twitch is already pretty established in that regard. And, you know, as for, you know, some of these big deals like Facebook buying Oculus or some of these other type of mega deals that we're seeing in the tech sector, you know, I don't know how much we're going to see of that continue. But, you know, Google, for one, certainly has a lot of cash. This is not really going to slow them down in that regard with Twitch. But, you know, I think these companies are seeing that as they mature and, you know, become major players here in, you know, not just internet content, but in media in general, you know, they need to stay ahead of the curve, go where the audience is going, and get these new technologies and new services and, you know, really start to develop them.
And I believe that this is the first major deal conducted under the leadership of Susan Wojcicki, who is YouTube's newish CEO, and she came from the ad space from Google proper. Well, Todd Spangler, I want to thank you for coming on Tech News today and sharing your exclusive with us.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. You can find Todd Spangler at Variety.com and on Twitter at xspangler.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.